says, we're going to go out with a bang. We're going to leave 2018 on a high note, ready to step into 2019 and do some of the things that he's prepared us to do. So I was thinking along those lines, and the one thing that came to my mind was joy. Yes, our goal for this coming year is going to maintain or increase our joy. Everything that you are doing is going to build in that direction. And when the joy of the Lord rises up on the inside of you, you have more strength. You can face the enemy. You know, it says in the Bible that joy cometh in the morning. Well, that is one of our themes, because joy will come. You may have a moment of despair, but the despair will not last. It can't. It cannot last in the joy of the Lord. It has to flee. It has to go. So we need to be determined in that area, that when the enemy comes in and starts harassing us, that we come into that point of joy. And if we can speak into our lives and put on a garment of praise. So in other words, I'm saying to you, have a place in your house where you can put on a praise CD and let that CD play. Then the joy of the Lord, I don't know, you can be down and out and all about, and you get that praise CD on and your joy starts rising up. There's no room for the enemy. There's no room to think amiss. So that is what he was telling me. He says, I want you to focus on joy. And those around you, and you're going to have a lot of people around you that are going to be on the negative side because things look so bad. But remember, I told you they were going to look bad. So you don't buy into it. You buy into the truth, which is in Christ there is joy. Amen is right. So I ask Deb if she would put on at least a couple of songs that have the word joy in them. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and sing, and just stand up as long as you can and let the joy begin to fill your soul, because that's what we're going to be feeding. That's where you go with this joy, is to the soul realm. And God's going to raise you up like you've never been raised up before. This is the time in the season of the year that we should have joy. And we should not let negative things cover us, bring in depression and oppression. So if I see you and I nudge you, that just means you're not looking like joy. But that has two roads. If I'm doing the same thing, you nudge me and just say, what's up, Pastor? Yes. Yeah, you can do. You'd enjoy doing that. Okay. What Jesus Christ has done for us all. But in and of ourselves, there's no righteousness, but in him is all righteousness. In him is our righteousness. So we thank you this morning, Father God, for what you allowed your son to do, that your love was so great and so wonderful that you let him come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we rejoice in you today, O God. We rejoice in your name. We rejoice in what you have planned for each and every one of us. We rejoice in our destiny in Jesus' mighty name. And they all said, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello. How's everybody doing now? Blessed. Good. Just going to reap, huh? Joyful. Yes. Yes. Just for Dorothy and Cornelius, the Lord spoke to me last night and said that our goal, and not only just our goal, but our focus is on joy. for this coming year. He's been saying that we're going to go out with a blast, and that's a blast of his joy. His joy is in here, and he's calling it forth. Because when you're born again, when you're spirit-filled and born again, you have all that you have need of. So that means it's all down in your spirit. So God is wanting to call that out. We have been stuffing it. We have been, we've been derelict in our duty. Because we're supposed to be a light for the world. And if our light isn't shining in our corner of the world, then there's no light. So it's time that we stand up and begin to shine. Let it all come out. Every last bit of it. And so I told them that if I saw them with a down face, I'm going to nudge them. But I also said they could do that to me too. But just for your information, I'm thinking a lot. So what I'm thinking is usually on my face. Hallelujah. So anyhow, we have the joy of the Lord down on the inside of us. And the Lord was saying to me that we're to keep this joy of Christmas that is on the horizon. We're not to let it go. We're supposed to stay in that joy, in that Christmas joy. And we've started it in 2018, and we're supposed to carry it all the way through 2019. And you know, you do something that long, it's just going to grow. It's just going to be there. That's right. So I just want you to know that. I was going to define joy, but I didn't get to that portion. So what does joy mean to you? Amen. That's good. Anybody else? What does joy mean to you?
Joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen. That's right. And we were talking about that earlier. When you feel like you're getting down, you just put on that praise record, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And you want to praise him in order to get that ignited and get it started. And I have seen that happen, truly. We've had women in a glow that come in really down and out, and we've put on praise, and boy, by the time we get to the end of that CD, back then it was tapes, but you know what I'm saying. And so that's what you want to do. You don't want it to take hold. Yes?
Joy means confidence and trust in him.
Confidence and trust in him. That's good. That is good. So we know what joy is. So we're going to know what joy isn't, right? It's when you start walking around in worry, anxiety, and all those goody-goody little things that try to creep in through the devil. So, who's going to be victorious this coming year?
I am.
Yes, in Jesus, that's right. That's right, so we are going to shine. We've had a lot to shine this past year, but we get caught up in the negative, and we don't think on the positive. We don't think on that which we should be shining in. And so today, I want to challenge you to something. I want to challenge you to search for the joy of the Lord this season. I want to challenge you to search for your Christmas miracle. That's a big challenge. That's just not a good feeling this morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's your miracle. That's what's going to boost you into the joy of the Lord throughout this whole coming year. I've told you in the past that things are going to look worse before they look better. And it's already started. But are we going to live there?
No.
No, we're not going to live there. If that starts to get to you in any way, shape, or whatever. Yeah, whatever that is, that saying. Form, Lord. Then I want you to call somebody or put on that praise music. I want you to not to stay there. Don't linger there. because there's going to be too much in this coming year for you to hold on to. You know, they were teasing me the other day. I'd lost my phone and couldn't find it. And at the dinner table for Thanksgiving, they were telling me I need to go to the cloud, put everything in the cloud. I don't have a clue what the cloud is or how to get into it or how to get out of it. But they seem to. She knows how, and that's all I need. As long as you know how. Yeah, I don't have time for it. I just don't. It's too complicated. Yeah. I'm like one of those little kids. I don't want to be bothered by the complex things of this world. What I really want is just spend time with Jesus. Amen? So what I'm asking is, Lord, give each and every one of you a miracle. A miracle. I'm not going to dictate what the miracle is. I don't know. You know better than I could know. So do like Marty's doing back there. Reach up in that cloud and pull down that miracle. Amen. Keep your eyes open for that miracle. And maybe the miracle doesn't concern you. Maybe the miracle is concerning somebody else. Maybe you're going to have more than one miracle. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. So what are you going to do if you don't see this miracle right at Christmas time?
Keep believing for it.
That's right.
Keep looking for it.
Keep searching. They tell me that cloud can hold everything. So get a hold of it and shake it. Let it fall out. Let it come into your being. Amen. When he got to telling me this, I couldn't sleep last night. I was having a bad time with a tooth. And so I'm thinking, you know, TV's running, but I'm thinking. And when he starts to tell me that we've got miracles in this cloud, all I'm telling you to do is reach up and grab one. But he's telling me there's more.
Amen.
You have so many. And like I said before, you have everything right here in your spirit. All it has to do is just manifest and come alive. It's simmering in there. It's already formed. Because what did he say? I knew you before you were ever in your mother's womb. So he knows that miracle that you need. He's shown me the room in heaven where you have all these body parts with your name on it. He's not going to run out of body parts at all. He can create another one if he needs to. I'm being funny, but I'm serious. We got to get serious. But do it in a fun way, because people in the world out there don't see us any different. They don't. They don't see us any different from what the world's doing. So it's time now that we give them faith, hope, and what's the other one?
Charity.
Love. Love. Faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and charity. Faith to move mountains. And not just speak it. Not just speak it, but do it. Believe. And when you are done, you stand in the victory center. You know, when they have horse races and that, they have what they call a victory center. And they get beautiful flowers. Amen. Yes. They get them draped around their necks for all their effort. Well, when we stand in the victory circle, we have all of Christ's victories.
Amen.
We don't lack for any one of them. The only thing that keeps us from grabbing hold of a victory is our mindset. Well, it hasn't happened. It won't happen. Or I doubt very much if it's going to happen. But what's God saying? It's going to happen. Because I've already birthed it. Yeah. Me and Jesus. You know, they say I'm pregnant with 3 babies. Yeah, wow. If you look at it in the natural, it's a wow. Pop, pop, pop. But I'm looking at it in the supernatural. I'm saying, hey, God, time's short, window's, not that big, and you get 3 babies, there's a lot of time taken from your energy, and I says, it better happen soon. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, there's a whole, and he just said planet full. There's a whole planet full of babies coming this way. Spiritual babies. If you're looking for something to do, don't go too far. There's going to be plenty to do. You too. Hallelujah. And he walked in on the very middle. Because I don't know what God's going to do next. But anyhow, there are babies yet to be born. There are plans in heaven that have been made that are yet to be brought to earth. And they'll come. They'll come in his timing. They'll come. You know, they were saying to the kids last night at the ball game, it was their championship game. And my son kept yelling at him, be patient. And I thought, that'll preach. Be patient. What are you waiting for? What are you hoping for? What do you want to see? And this, let's just take this time frame that's from this day to December 31st at midnight. What do you want to see in that time frame? Let's break this all down into time frames. Lots, you know. Okay, maybe it'll look easier if I do it that way. So if I do it that way, I can see an accomplishment. And it doesn't overwhelm me. So if I see that and I see that we're conquering that or we're victorious in that, then I'm going to say, okay, let's have this third baby or second baby. And then I'll move down. And we'll see what God wants to do in that time frame. So therefore, it's not all this overwhelming. So say you're looking for healing. Okay, we're in this time frame right now. And we're going to put a demand on God for healing. You know, we're wimpy. We have not put a demand on God that we can't accomplish and that we need him to do. We're wimpy. We're not asking him for the big thing. We're not even expecting to see the big thing. But he's capable of doing the big thing. Yeah. He is so capable. And he is so waiting for you and I to ask for the impossible. To prove him to be the God of the impossible. I mean, I look at this. And I've said this before to myself. I said, God, we're supposed to have altar calls, but everybody that's in here is born again, spirit filled. Yeah. Think about that. Okay, Father, we're supposed to have altar calls for healing and deliverance, but just about everybody in here is somewhere in that process. We need to see it fulfilled. Father, there's other things that need to be done. You know, we're looking towards this next building. And you say, oh, that you're being premature in that. No, I'm not. I'm not being premature. He's been speaking to me for 6 months. Richard's sitting over there quivering. But if my eyes were to speak to me, I'd say, never in a heartbeat. But my faith, My faith is rising up. My faith is beginning to see the foundation of this new place. My faith is beginning to see the lampstand in the building. My faith is beginning to see the apartments up above. My faith is beginning to see the people coming in that need to be fed and clothed. My faith is calling it in. And I need your faith to help.
Amen.
That's going to be the third. Yeah. That's going to be the third birthing. Hallelujah. So I'm looking back over here. And I'm seeing victory with a big V. And I'm seeing God in the midst of it all saying, don't quit. Don't let it go. Don't get disappointed. Be patient. And that is the hardest thing to do. Especially when you've been waiting on a birthing for decades. But yet you get a glimmer each time that baby is birthed. I get a glimmer of my Jesus each time someone comes in that I've never seen before. I get a glimmer each time that I look at a child and I see the potential. You see, I am fortunate to have the gift of seeing the potential in you guys. It is a gift. Because I know the difference. It's called discernment. When someone walks in and they're not who they say they are. Amen? And that's a gift that I'm praying for each and every one of you. That you'll have that gift of discernment in this hour. So that you know and you can see and you can know without a doubt that be aware. Be aware. You treat them with love and kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit, but you beware. Mm-hmm. And you may have to walk with them several years before it begins to be exposed. You're walking with somebody today that you need to watch out for. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we are birthing something here on this corner. And it is a light that's going to shine just as the lighthouses. We've been told we are a lighthouse. And just as the lighthouses sit on the coast, especially on the East Coast, they're there for a purpose. They're there to shine. So that the ships out on the sea can come in without landing on the rocks. Think of that. We're here to keep people from landing on the rocks. Yeah. Yeah. So I say this to you today because God has inspired me to shake your boat. And he's calling you to get up out of that boat. Stop holding your head and thinking you're going to wreck and looking for Jesus to do something somewhere. You know, where did Jesus go? But he is here. He is here. But how? Just like when I'm saying when someone comes in, we don't have enough people coming in that need Jesus. We don't. We got to have more people coming in so that when call for an altar call, there's some coming down here. We've got to change our mindsets. We've been told we're small for so long that we're beginning to believe that, and we're not small. You are big people. You are big on the inside, and as you walk out in what God is showing you, you're going to grow in the eyes of people on the outside, because they're not going to see you, they're going to see Jesus. That's the whole goal of this church, is to lift up the name of Jesus. And the Father and the Holy Spirit. There is a time coming when you're going to be grateful for this time of being small. Yeah. You're going to come running and you're going to say, I need help. And we'll just say, okay, let's talk to Jesus. Let's have a little talk with him. And then, you know, one thing he just said to me, he said, when you come to me, be specific. Not so that I know, because I already know you, but be specific so that you know. If you're not specific, how are you going to know you got what you wanted? How are you going to know that it's all connected and doing the right thing? How are you going to know if you're not specific? You know, we just talked about this. He's so big that we don't have to explain everything to him. What we're doing is breaking it down for us so that we understand. Hallelujah. There's always a lot of direction and steps that we have to climb over in the natural. So in the supernatural, it's there too. But only we have the ability to connect. Joanna said this last week, the word connect. And I got that down in me really good, because the only thing holding some of us back is our connector. We're not allowing our connector to be cleaned out. You know, if you have to get a Roto-Rooter, then do it. But get that connector channel cleaned out so all the garbage doesn't flow in, and plug it up. Begin to let your connector with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be clean all the time so that things can happen instantaneously. That's what we're wanting. That's what I'm wanting. When I ask God for a miracle, I want it an instantaneous. Miracles are instantaneous. Healings are progressive. So I'm asking for a miracle. I've been promised a miracle in this house, that one day you would walk in and within seconds you would be healed whole. All your crutches, all your baggage, everything would be outside because there's no room for it inside. And you would be ready to go. And as in this vision, he showed me as you stepped out that door that you'd be stepping in to glory. You'd be stepping in to the harvest. There's going to be so many exciting things happen in this coming year. So many. Because the devil likes to counterfeit what God has done. But he can't even come close. So with your natural eyes, you're going to see so many things. But with your spiritual eyes, you're going to see twice as many things. You're going to see the lame walk, the blind see. Yeah. Because, you know, in heaven, you're not going to see those things. It's going to be already accomplished, already done. Everything, all your body parts, everything is going to be brand new. You're going to be healed whole in every way. You're going to be 33, 34, somewhere in that area. You're not going to have to worry about aches and pains and arthritis, because arthritis doesn't have a ticket to heaven. Yeah. And so what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to encourage you in is the fact that you're pretty powerful people. And you got everything. You got it all. And God has sifted it and sorted it and taken pride out of it. But now you can introduce pride back in. You can. You can say, "Ooh, I'm cool. I got it all together." About the time you do that, you need to get to your knees. You need to get to your knees and let him heal you. Confess your sins The sin of pride will take you down faster than anything. But God is so, so good. You can't miss. You're going to walk on water. You're going to walk on water. You're going to walk in places you never thought you would get to go. And some of you are going to be entertaining people in high places. You're not going to go and stay. But entertain means you visit with. And the way the Lord has shown me this new setup of this new church is, I know I definitely will be doing this, but there'll be some of you that will do it. And that's going to different countries, going to the people that he has sent us to, and then coming back with them to speak into this nation, speak into this church, speak into this county. I mean, it's not for us. We got a job to do, and that's to meet with those whom God has put before us and to stand strong and to have that discernment turned up. See, all of this takes practice. All of this takes practice in knowing who you're standing before, knowing the little tips that they might trigger, and we'll tell you a bunch about them. They may not, speak it to you, but they will. And you can always know that the devil will always trip his hand. Every time. It may take a little while, but if you practice discernment, you watch. And you know the signs. If you practice discernment, you're going to know whether that person can be trusted or not. You're going to know whether to call that person in to the office and say, I'm sorry, but if you don't repent and change your ways, you leave. You leave. And so all of these things you're going to know because you practiced. He said something to you. And you prayed into it and you said, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And then you do what he wants you to do, and right away you learn that you heard right. Next time comes along, and then the next time. And in all of that, he begins to teach you that what you're hearing is truth. Or if you've made a mistake, because you can do that. You can step over into your own soul realm, and that's where you want to stay away from. And if you get out in your own soul realm, you're going to fall flat on your face. The anointing's going to lift. There's an anointing that's going to come over all of you. It's an anointing that rests on the house. And it's going to come over all of you as you walk in this. And as you walk in this, you're going to begin learning the things to hear, the things to watch for, the flutter of the eye, the expression on the face, the tension in your spirit, man. There's a lot that you're going to be learning from this day forward. And it's going to be more than discernment. It's going to be, I know. I know in my knower. I know that I know that I know. And I won't back down from something like that, because it's been tried and true and walked through God's sifting order. There's so much for you to know, so much for you to see, so much for you to tap into. Your water is always going to be pure if you allow it to be pure. The words from heaven are always going to be fine-tuned, is the word I'm getting. Fine-tuned. Those things that you want to walk in, you don't ever walk in it by yourself. A true leader is being led by the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. And he doesn't, or she does not, take a step forward unless you have that unction. Unction. People don't like it sometimes because I wait too long. No, I'm not waiting too long. I'm waiting for Father to say, okay. And he'll tell me when this is an assignment or when it's something different. They're not all assignments. They're not all my battles to fight. And that's something you've got to listen to. They're not all your battles to fight. You're aware of them. He wants you aware of the battle. He wants you aware of the people around you. But it's not always your battle to fight. Sometimes it's his. Sometimes you're taken out after principalities. And you shouldn't be. Then you're wondering, why did I get knocked down? Why did that sneak in behind me? Well, Holy Spirit was back here saying, whoa, wait. And you were so busy thinking about what you were going to do that you didn't hear him. And I'll tell you something, too. You probably know it already. But there are times when Holy Spirit will be telling you something, and you do it anyway. That is right. Been there, done that. How many times have you done that? I wouldn't say it if I thought I was the only one up here saying it. But I know people, and I know God. And there'll be times when Holy Spirit will say, don't go over there. Don't invite that person to your party. You know, doesn't matter what Father God is doing. You think, oh, I think I'll go ahead and invite that person. It can't be that bad. Well, look out tomorrow. Yes. Because it's going to strike you down. And then what do? You repent. Would you get me my water, please? I think the top's on it real tight. But, thank you. This is just a time of expanding. God's got us expanding. And I'm seeing an accordion. An accordion. The accordion expands and comes together. And it depends on the chord you play, what the sound is like, and how long you want to hold it, and how long you want to hold the sound. And it can be beautiful. And God is going to take us in this coming year, and he's going to make that sound beautiful. It's going to sound a little squeaky in the beginning. It's going to sound a little sharp. But he's going to show us how to build a song in our spirit, man. Sometimes it'll be flat. Sometimes it'll be sharp. Sometimes it'll be a combination of the notes. But that's what he said to me last night. He said, tell them to build and to search for the song. To build and to search for the song that's in their souls. There's a song, a new song. It's in Psalms, but I don't remember where it's at in Psalms. But we're building a new song. A new song in him. And it's ours to build. And it's going to sound differently. We have rules and regulations for writing songs today. But it's not going to sound like our rules and regulations. It's going to sound like coming from heaven. And it's going to be something that the people out here will gravitate to. So don't get all messed up and beat down if we play a song you don't like. There'll be a lot of songs you don't like. But the songs that God hears that you put together will come together in harmony like you've never ever thought they could. All of us, if you could hear the wind in the atmosphere, if your ears were tuned to that, You make a sound. You make a sound that is beautiful when it adds to the... You know, God's creation is making a sound. It changes out. It flows. It blends. And just if you stand in a wheat field all by yourself and listen to the sound of the wind, it's bringing forth a tune. It's bringing forth a note. You can go to a street corner. I'm going to sit down for a minute. You can go to a street corner in New York and hear the sounds of the trains, of the trucks, of the cars. And there is that one true sound that's coming forth from God's creation. And it's awesome. It is so awesome because we are all part of God's miracle. All about God is a miracle. And Satan will try and get in there and distort that miracle. But it just sounds like clanging metal. There is no harmony. So if you're trying to discern something, begin to listen. Listen for that melody. You know, even the electrical lines hum. And if you're musical at all, in the natural especially, you're going to pick up on a sound. Here and there. You play drums, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to hear that sound coming across. And then you're going to, how many have heard a song and you're sitting down listening to it and your toe starts tapping? Yeah. That's part of the natural part of you. That's the rhythm in you. There's a rhythm in you that keeps you going. And when that rhythm gets distorted, then you begin to fall. Because it's the sound of that rhythm that's coming together, that's really building on the inside of you. So you keep that rhythm going. And you can do that by just looking at nature. Just by listening. So I'm telling you this to tell you this. That when you're ministering to somebody, listen for the sound of the rhythm in that situation. Listen for the sound of their song coming forth. And then speak into it and begin to build their song up so that they can hear it. And it won't be such a just a clanging sound, but it'll begin to lift them up. It'll begin to build a miracle within the inside of them. And if you're listening to them, you know, I went chasing after somebody to pray for them one time. They were in a wheelchair. I know what to pray for them. They need to be able to walk. No, they weren't wanting to walk. They were wanting to have a prayer said for somebody else. I mean, so you can't assume. But if you begin to listen for the sound that they're making, you're going to know, okay, they're having a question about something. Or they're having a loved one that is sick and they want to see them shine. There's just all sorts of things that your discernment's going to start picking up. And you go with what you're discerning God to say, because by this time you will have practiced. You got to practice all of these things. And if you say to somebody like I did, you know, you want me to pray for your healing. Well, that'd be nice, but I'd rather have you pray for this. When you're listening that closely, you're adding to the overall world sound of Jesus' world. You're adding, so you want to listen to what the Holy Spirit is putting before you. That sound, that hum that is coming forth. And as you do that, the miracle happens. Mm-hmm. So what was out there? Pride. What stops the miracles? Pride. What stops the fact that God wants to get something done, and it doesn't get done when you pray. What happens is you have misunderstood the sound. You have misunderstood the atmosphere. You have misunderstood what that person was wanting from God. And we can do that. So who is the one that, see, I'm saying all this because God's telling me to, but the other thing is, we are all questioning, why do we not have the ongoing miracles? Now, we've had miracles this year. I'm not going to take that away from God. But I mean a snap to miracles. The way we're seeking God, the way we're stretching ourselves to Him, we should be having these kind of miracles. And I'm believing for them. And we're going to have them. But we are the ones that are slowing it down. We are. Waiting till this gets set up, and this is doing this, and this is doing that. They didn't do that in the Old Testament. They spoke it out. They said, hey, this is what I need. And we saw that over in Africa. They had things that they needed from the pharmacy and things that they needed from a doctor. And there was not one for 6 months in this particular place. So they had to believe. If they hadn't believed, they would have all been wiped out. So when you lay hands on the sick, you got to believe that they're going to be restored. Yeah. Don't go arguing with yourself. Should I or shouldn't I? Does God want me to do this or not? What did He say to you? He said, go into all the world. Lay hands on the sick. Yes. So, I want to encourage you today. You're all in this same boat. Okay? There's no one lower, no one higher. We're all in this same boat. And God is calling us to get out of the boat and to walk on water. And whether or not you walk on water, whether or not you begin to see the signs and the wonders happening, it's up to you. It's up to you. How far are you going to take this? I want to go all the way. I do. I want to. My purpose here on earth and yours too is to see the lame walk and the blind to see. And cancer to go. In fact, cancer has no place in any of you. But the day is here now that the Lord talked to me about and said, we're not playing games. We're not playing games. No longer are we playing games. But we are growing and walking in the supernatural. When I took those 6 days away, it just seemed like all hell broke loose, but I know why. And that's because there was a message in that. We're to get out of the boat, start believing in who He is, trusting Him for who He is. When He reaches out to you, reach back. Reach back and don't be afraid. Because who else could you reach and take hold of His hand and know that you're going to see everything accomplished? I mean, I can't take your hand, Steve, and know that it's going to be accomplished. I can't take Richard's hand, even as much as I know him, and know that the supernatural is going to be accomplished. I take the hand of the one true God. And when we do that, things begin to happen. But He's saying it's time now to do it corporately. It's time now for the church to stop being an individual and to reach out. I mean, it's going to come on the individual, yes. But God wants us to work corporately. And when you begin to work corporately and you begin to see the evidence, then you begin to say, okay, I'm hearing right now. I'm doing what my Father has said to do. And that's another message all in of itself. He's saying, you will begin to hear me and you will begin to follow after those things which I show you and I tell you. Because that's what Jesus did. And I'll leave you with this. Watch for your miracle. Watch for your miracle in this day. Because God wants you to look and watch, starting today, for that Christmas miracle in your life. Now, it may touch your grandkids, it may touch your kids, it may touch your neighbor. I don't know who it's going to touch. And it's not for you to be looking around to see who. You just go where he says go. And let happen what he wants to happen. Don't create it. He's the creator. Don't demand it in such a way that you're usurping the Father. You know, we can do that. We can usurp the leadership. We can usurp the Father. But then that's going back on, you know, this is what I want to do. And not what he wants to do. And what you want to do may get accomplished, but it's not going to be in the glory. It's going to be by man. And then it's not going to prosper. The other thing I want to tell you before I stop for the offering is the fact that these things are going to start happening fast. And as much as you can, I would like for you to jog or log it down, at least in an outline form, so that you can tell it. Because I'll be calling on everybody from time to time to encourage one another. Say, like, I'm having a bad day. Well, then one of you, Jenny, can give me an encouragement, and vice versa. That we will not allow anyone in the family be dragging or be questioning or be hurting. So if you're hurting, you want to call somebody. I'll tell you this, if someone calls you and they're hurting, you don't go call your neighbor up and say, hey, I've got to tell you something. You ask God if you're even to tell me. Yeah. We like to know just so that we know what's going on, but we don't have to know. Amen? Yeah, so you ask the Lord who you're supposed to tell. And then help. Help. Yeah. Isn't he good? Amen. But he's good because he's real. And as soon as we get it all completely down, and you're doing good, so I'm not getting after anybody, I'm just teaching. But as soon as you get it down inside your spirit man, and you begin to walk it out, you're going to get more hungry. I want to do it again. And I want to sing that song too. Pretty please. You're going to be so hungry that you're going to want to do it again. And then as you get in contact with God this much, you're going to know what he is thinking. You're going to know what he is going to be asking you before it ever happens. You're going to know and understand what he wants to do before he even opens the door. I mean, all these things are going to come alive. You're ready. You're ready for it to come alive. Yes. You're so hungry. Yeah. I'll tell you about the other one later. Praise the Lord. Now, you're not all going to look the same. You're not. You're going to be different. You're going to look how God wants you to look. And he's going to love every bit about you. And In fact, some of you are even changing in your looks now. Because why? You're getting it. You're doing the hot dog, I got it. Yeah, you are. And you'll get so far along on this path, and pretty soon, oh, that doesn't satisfy you anymore. So you're getting more hungry again. And as you're getting hungrier, your face, your countenance, your talk is getting different. That's what's bringing in the more. You won't ask me to pray for the more anymore. The more is right inside of you. What you're doing is activating the more. You know what you're going to do? You're going to make my load a whole lot easier. Yeah. You're going to be able to minister one to another the way it was meant to be. And no one's going to get offended. No one's going to hurt. So praise the Lord. Well, Father God, I just ask that you seal this right now to their remembrance. And remember to keep the joy of the Lord on the inside of you. And if you have to, define joy and put it on a piece of paper. I have a real old dictionary, one of the older ones, not the ones that they're mixing up and making new words, but one of the older ones. And it's got a lot of different things in it, so I'm going to look up joy and print it out so you can have that as a definition of joy for 2019. And I want you to search for your Christmas miracle so that you know down inside of you what you're asking the Lord for, and then believe for it. Believe for it. And it doesn't hurt if you tell somebody. We had a miracle this year. We had no other miracles, but we've had them. And that is Maddie. 27 weeks old, tiny as a button, and in God's hand, God's people began to pray, and they moved a mountain. That baby is just fine. Look behind every conversation that you're having through the Christmas season. First of all, look for what they're speaking to you and they need prayer for. Secondly, listen for the need, especially the need. Listen for what you can do, what God is saying to you about it. And every act of kindness that you do, believe that there's a miracle behind it. Amen. I thought God did a good job last night. Or I guess I should say this morning. But he did. He comes alive. And he's a friend. And don't pull any punches with him. I know he's the reverent God. He's a maker. But be yourself. Just plain old be yourself. And if he wants to correct how you approach him, he'll do it. He'll do it. It's not my place to correct. It's my place to point to him. It's my place to say, go to him and talk to him. Be yourself before him. Amen? Amen. Can we sing that, do it again, and then... Right. And Lord, I just lift this offering up. And I ask, Father God, that it be an offering of rescue. Let it begin to have a purpose, and that is one of rescuing the lost. Rescuing the down and out. Feeding and helping those in need. And help us to listen, O God. And I would say to you too, God, you're the God of our joy. And I'm asking you not to let anything or anyone rob us of our joy. Seal it unto us, O God, no matter what circumstance we are in or where we find ourselves. seal that joy of the Lord unto us, that we might put our feet together and begin to dance. Begin to dance as David danced. Begin to have that joy spring up on the inside of us and let it come alive. Protect each and everyone here and those who were not able to come. Protect your church this day, O Lord. And in you we have our being. Amen and amen. Amen. If you can give us a few minutes, we're going to put some food out on the table and we'll probably microwave it so that it can come together quicker. Amen. It's all cooked. It's all cooked. It just needs to be warmed up. And we can share what is on the table before us. Fellowship as well. Amen? Yeah.
I asked earlier about what joy means to you. I didn't have to think about it because I know what joy is. Joy is what the Lord had given me years and years ago, walking in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in the Spirit and you're out amongst people, they will be able to feel it and see it, that joy that's in you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And sometimes you say, well, what does that mean? The joy of the Lord is my strength. God have promises all through the Bible that he have given us. And we can, like you, the teaching this morning was so beautiful. I could have stayed for hours and hours and listened to it because I know God was leading you. I mean, the word, the teaching, that is what we need. Because, see, we need to know how to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, you get that joy. Last night, we went out, and I didn't intend to stop at this one place, but if Beth and Bed out by Snugs, we went there. And I had a $50 gift card that someone gave me last year. So I decided to spend it before this year was over. So we went in there, and I was just looking for something to spend it on. So I found something, and when I got to the register, it was a lady up there. And she asked me when I put my item up there, she said, do you have a coupon? I said, no, I don't. I have a $50 gift card. The item I was buying, the whole thing came up to $89. So I had the $59, and I was going to pay the balance. She looked at me, and she said, wait a minute. She pointed at me. She said, wait a minute. She said, hold on. So she went over to another register, and she got their store coupon, and she gave that to me. So she added that, subtracted that from my $30-some that I was supposed to pay. So she say, $19, just give me $19. So I gave her that. Then this woman looked at me, Pastor, and she say, when I looked into your face, she said, I saw something. She said, it's something about you. She said, you have grandchildren, don't you? She said, and she didn't even give me a chance to answer. She said, you have grandchildren, and you love them, and you would do anything for, wait, she said, matter of fact, you would do anything for anybody. You do more for others than you do for yourself. And I said, yes, I do. I said, this is my husband standing here. He can tell you. She said, it's just something about you. And I thank God because, see, that's the joy of the Lord that's in me coming out. And when we talk to people out there, they will see it because that joy of the Lord is in you. And that'll make other people want that and bring them in.
Amen.
So I thank God for that. And I just started crying. And my husband walking me to the car and holding on to me. And he said, you see, you don't look at yourself like other people do. And I can't, because when you say it about pride, I refuse to let pride bring me down. I tell people I am who I am. And who I am, the Lord made.
Amen.
And I thank him for it. But that's the joy. Walking in the Spirit so others can see it.
Amen.
Praise God.
That's a good word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy. Yeah, come on.
See, she kind of left a little bit out.
Okay.
Because what she said, I saw the Spirit of the Lord on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She said, I see that you're Spirit-filled. And she saw the Lord on her. And she said, I see you guys are Spirit-filled.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I see that, and that's what she saw in her. She saw the Holy Spirit on her. Right. And when you are walking in the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
that is God in you.
That's right.
And when the God in you is in you, and seeing the joy of the Lord, it is overflowing. And it's and God don't fill you up like we see and we find how we operate.
Right.
He fills you up from the bottom, and that it overflows. And it pours out, and it flows out as we walk in the world and entertain ourselves through the world. And the world just, it sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have to do is walk in the world. And just as Mother Brown walked to the counter, the woman saw it and couldn't help herself but see it. And that's what I wanted to
integrate. Awesome. And that's a tribute to the lady that spoke to you to be able to recognize it.
Amen.
She wasn't of the world, but she was also probably Spirit-filled.
Yes.
That is awesome. That is awesome.